Welcome to the table.
Chip.
This is Sunday Spread, your one-stop shop for NFL news, hot takes, and weekly bets where we break bread and everybody eats.
EBE.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
You better.
My name is Brian Bracey, and I'm here with my boy, Mr. Watson. What's good, Watts?
What the guan, my youth?
I still don't have a response for you.
I thought you had it saved from last time.
I forgot.
Good.
Wagwan. That's all I got, though. That's all I got.
Good enough. Good
I need something deep. I'm going to go to Jamaica in the trenches.
In the trench. And record. I'm like, all right, guys, how do I respond properly? But here we are. Another pod.
Another day, another pod.
Another pick'em.
Yes, sir. We got them pick'ems. If you're hearing this, that means it's probably Friday or Saturday, and you're waiting for your Sunday game picks, which means we already hit 100% on Thursday and Friday.
And you know that.
Yeah, you already know that.
You parlay pied the parlay pies and up $169.
Exactly. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not going to get into too many tangents. We're just going to jump right into the Sunday games.
Head first, baby.
We got Chargers on the road at the Falcons. Chargers are 1-point favorites. Who you like?
Chargers on the road versus the Falcons. What the heck? Did I not write that game down? What are the odds? The first game you called out, I don't have it written down.
Uh-oh. He's winging it.
I'm winging it. All right, repeat it one more time for me.
All right, we got Chargers on the road at the Falcons. Chargers are 1-point favorites.
So the Falcons are definitely on the list.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I mentioned that.
Yeah.
So I got to find a way to not rely on them. So with that being said, I got the Chargers money line.
Okay, I like it. I have Falcons plus 7.5. Although you did put them on the list, and ever since you put them on the list, they have not covered anything.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. They haven't covered a player. They haven't covered a parlay. They ain't. Bijan, I think, got hurt a little bit. Oh, no, I'm thinking of the wrong Robinson. It was the other Robinson.
Oh, yeah, Brian Robinson.
Yep.
But yeah, I got Falcons plus 7.5. I guess I just don't learn my lesson. Over-under in that game is 47.5. I bumped it up to 58.5 and took the under.
I hear that. I'm liking 38.5 in the over.
Got you. Next game, we have Steelers on the road at the Bengals. Bengals are 3-point favorites.
You would think, actually, you don't think anything because divisional games are weird.
Yep.
And so don't assume anything. My money, Steelers plus 7.5. They'll cover in some form or fashion, unless they get smoked out of their boots and the Bengals are low-key a better team than them.
Which could be a thing. Like, although records would say otherwise, I don't know.
You never
know. I have Steelers plus 10.5. Basically for everything you just said. A part of me believes the Bengals are a better team than them. But I don't think the Steelers get blown out. I hope not.
All right.
Over-under in that game is 47. I dropped it down to 40.5 and took the over.
Okay. I got it at 54.5 in the undie.
54.5 and the under. All right. Next game, we have Cardinals on the road at Vikings. Vikings are 4-point favorites.
All right, two teams that love to play with the spreads.
Word.
For my money, I got Cardinals plus 8.
Cardinals plus 8.
Yep.
I have Cardinals plus 11. Most likely for the same reasons you have them. I'm just being a little safer.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to cover the back end, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Cover that ass.
Put some pants on.
Yeah, remember that? Was it?
Put some pants on that parlay.
Was it like American Idol dude went on there singing like, pants on the ground? Why you got your pants on the ground? Something goofy like that.
Back when viral wasn't a thing yet?
Yeah.
Good times. I don't mean to cut you off,
but
not too many tangents, but we literally lived through like our generation of like 30 plusers. We lived through like everything, in the sense of technology boom. We were there from the very beginning to where we are now. We were like the last kids outside.
Yep. That's what I was just about to say once you were done. We were the last generation that played outside.
I seen two kids climb in a tree the other day, and it warmed my heart.
It almost made you cry.
I'm like, yo, you don't see kids in trees no more.
Just sitting there staring until you realize, wait a minute, I'm staring at two kids just sitting in a tree right now.
It was during the Touch League Championship, whatever, but I look over, I'm like, oh, snap, that kid's climbing a tree. Good for you, kid. Touch some grass, climb trees, like, word. Live life.
Get hurt.
Yeah.
Kids don't want to get hurt nowadays.
Kids are soft.
Yeah.
Like, crying, yo, they don't know what gender they are.
Right.
It's madness.
Get hurt. Get in trouble. Like, I've told my son that. I'm like, get in trouble. Like, do something without asking permission to get in trouble, like, to learn to not do that. Like you got to live life. Granted, my wife doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. She hates it. She's like, no, he needs to ask permission. And I'm just like, well, sometimes you got to get smacked in the mouth. Like,
sometimes.
It builds character.
Right.
Builds character.
Nah, I hear you.
Tangent over.
Indeed.
Over under in that game, Cardinals Vikings game, yes. Over under is 45.5. I bumped it down to 37.5, took the over.
Okay. I got it at 41.5 in the over.
Okay.
Shave a little bit of that thing.
Next game, we got Colts on the road at the Patriots. Colts are 2.5-point favorites.
This game screams goofy.
Yep.
You know? But with that being said, I think the Colts got a little less goofy in them, and I got the Colts money line.
Colts money line. I have Patriots plus 10.5. For some reason, like, the Patriots, whenever I pick them, like, plus 10.5, they cover.
So yeah, that's just a good number.
Yeah. I like it. I'm going to stick with it.
Proven otherwise?
Yeah, pretty much. And honestly, I could see them.
Did you do that last week?
With the Patriots? Yes, but they got blown out. Yeah. That didn't go as planned. But the Colts aren't as good as the Dolphins. So, yeah, that was my mistake. I don't know why I did that. That was dumb, actually. Now I think about it. Hindsight 2020, that was ridiculous.
Indeed.
Over under in that game is 42.5. I bumped it down to 34.5 and took the over.
I got it at 51.5 in the undy.
Yeah, I definitely see that hitting.
Yeah. Them boys is not. Unless it gets real goofy.
Right.
Because things get goofy in divisional games. That's not divisional.
No, not divisional.
Things get goofy and two teams stink.
Right. It gets real goofy when it's real goofy.
Exactly.
Next game, we got Seahawks at the Jets, and the Seahawks are 2-point favorites.
Interesting. On the roadie, too. For my money, I got Seahawks money line.
I, too, have Seahawks money line. I don't trust the Seahawks, and I certainly don't trust the Jets.
Yeah, it literally comes down to a trust thing.
Yeah.
It's like, do I want to deal with the chick that... I don't even know where I'm going with it. I'm gonna reel that one in.
Yeah. Over under in that game is 41.5. I bumped it down to 35.5 and took the over.
All right, I got it at 50.5 in the undy.
Next game, we have Titans on the road at Commanders, and the Commanders are 5.5-point favorites.
The Commandies, they've been reeling a little bit. They've also been losing to the best teams they've played. So the question becomes, are they reeling or are they who they are? Like, just a middle of the pack, gatekeeping the top of the league kind of thing.
Right.
You can't beat the Commanders, you're not good kind of thing. But with that being said, I got Titans plus 10.
Titans plus 10.
Weird.
You said what?
The Titans are weird. They low-key have a solid defense.
Yeah. Yeah. like they're not as bad as their record.
Highlights indicate.
Yeah. Because it's like Will Levis' lowlights are just awful. So it's like, oh, this team's the worst team ever. They should even be a team, but it's like, no, they're not terrible.
You look up like, oh, hold up. They actually have some wins.
Right. I have Commanders money line. I'm starting to not trust the Commanders as much as I did the beginning of the year. And the Titans, like you just said, like they're not that bad. But I think the Commanders can still win this game. Did you see they're thinking about changing the name back to the Redskins?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. They're just like, yeah, let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
Because I guess like like the Native American tribe, they're just like, yo, it's not offensive. We're okay with it. Like, it's
fine. All this rebranding for nothing.
Right. They're like, no, like that was all like white people were saying it's offensive. We don't care. We're fine with it.
Right.
So like they're thinking about changing it back.
You guys done way worse than
right.
Us. We're not worried about your National Football League team name.
Right. Speaking of Thanksgiving, we like, remember what you guys did.
Like, you really want to help us? Freaking really help us.
Over under in that game is 44.5. I bumped it down to 37.5, took the over.
We're in similar boat, different paddles. I got 38.5 in the over.
Got you. Next game we have Texans on the road at the Jaguars.
Jaguar.
Texans are -5. They're 5-point favorites. I don't know why when you said Jaguar like that. Like it was just like, I feel like you've been waiting 2 weeks to say
yes.
It.
I definitely put a little extra wah.
Right.
I definitely did. That's hilarious. You caught that. I tried to put a little emphasis on the wah.
So, yeah, we got Texans 5-point favorites on the road at the Jaguars.
Jaguars? That's comedy.
Yeah, go ahead. Who you got?
I got Texans money line, even though I don't trust them. I done money lined them twice, and they blew it up. This is a divisional game. I think the Jags stink, but
yeah,
divisional stuff, you know? You get it.
Nah, I hear you 100%. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence or Mac Jones is playing. If Trevor Lawrence is playing, they might steal one. If Mac Jones is playing, slam that Texans button. But I got Texans -1.5 just to be safe, but also not too safe. Over under in that game is 43. I bumped it up to 53.5 and took the under.
I hear that. I hear that. I got it at 52.5 in the under. So we're thinking similar.
Yes, sir. Next game we have Rams on the road at the Saints. Rams are 3-point favorites.
Going to the Superdome, eh?
Do they still play there?
I think so.
Or isn't it like the Mercedes Superdome
now?
Yeah,
it's the Mercedes. You know, every stadium sold their soul
right
to some branding company. I don't know what the Saints are. So, with that being said, what was the line?
3. Rams are 3-point favorites.
Something about that I don't like. Don't know what it is. I have Rams money line, but as I'm sitting here, something says to pick the Saints to cover something. We'll stick with Rams money line, but remember that I said it. Something about
that. Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be the one that you're like, I knew it.
Yep. Like right now, I'm sticking with my gut, but something is telling me as I'm putting it on wax, like the Saints off of a bye, Rams coming into town. I don't know what that means.
Just saying things like, I actually literally don't know what that means.
Literally just rattling off facts that don't matter.
The Rams, and it was raining in L.A.
Saints off a bye. Yes, this is facts. Rams coming in. Yep, they are on the right.
Yesterday but was nah, Tuesday.
Rams money line. Rams money line.
I got Saints +10.5.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what your heart is telling you to do. Over under in that game is 48.5. I bumped it down to 40.5, took the over.
I hear that. I got it at 55.5 in the undie.
5-5-5. Did you notice in the new Kendrick album, he says 5-5-5?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, he stole that. He stole that from Sunday Spreads.
No, I mean, I stole that from Baby Keem, so it all goes full circle.
Yeah.
And he probably stole it from Kendrick.
Yeah, probably. That's his cousin.
So there you go. Kendrick just infecting the culture secondhandedly.
Right.
First-handedly, secondhandedly. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Right.
Like, I got it from Keem, who probably got it from him, who now he put it on his new album.
Craziness.
Madness.
The circle of life.
The circle of life. Speaking of circle of life, random tangent. Did you see what they're doing? I think we brought this up already, but you see what they're doing with the Lion King movie?
Mufasa? What about it?
So they're basically implying that, like, that Scar was actually the chosen son and that Mufasa was the orphan child that wasn't actually a part of the tribe.
Really?
They're,
I didn't
like,
see that.
A lot of people are pissed off about it because they're like, what are you doing implying that Mufasa wasn't there? We're like, why do you care
Bro,
so
right.
much?
Why does that matter? It's because Scar was black. That's why. Mufasa was light-skinned. Scar was black.
They're like, it's revisionist history. Like, you're not going to sit here and make it seem like the villain was actually the good guy from the beginning and he became a martyr. That's like kind of what they're harping on. But it's like... It's all fictional characters. Right. If you don't shut up and go with the story.
Like, bro, Lion King is just Hamlet with animals.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. It's the story Hamlet, and but it's just lions.
Like, if they want to give us a dope background to Scar story, then let's do it.
Right.
He killed his brother.
Right.
Why'd you do that?
Real gangster.
You know what I'm saying? And now we know, because this man stole his entire kingdom.
Here's my thing. Scar had a scar, right?
Yeah.
Was his name Scar before he got the scar, or did they give him the scar at birth to name him Scar?
I think he might have got it in the trenches. He might have.
So
got
Scar's
it.
His nickname.
Yes, and I'm saying so. When
that's
the
his,
Lion
hood,
King
that's
movie,
his hood name.
The Lion King movie is probably going to delve into that. It probably has something to do with Mufasa.
Ah.
And now he like kind of like puts smut on his name, like, yo, this dude Scar did some wild ish. Da 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 da. We got to get him out of here. Mm. Scar's like, what are you talking about? I'm actually the rightful king.
Ah. You made me want to watch it. I had no interest in watching it, hey. But now I'm like. People are upset.
Yeah, people are upset.
Gotta watch it now.
Scar was actually the rightful prince because his dad was like, we can't take in orphans. He's like, but he saved me. He's my brother now.
Mm.
And then 20 years later, he's taking your kingdom.
Taking your kingdom, so he took your life.
Humping your bitches. You know them Lion Johns give it up. And
did you know, speaking of lions, like actual real life lions, they like so if there's like two prides where like there's a male lion that runs that pride and then there's a male lion that runs this pride, pride A and pride B will come together and the two males will have sex to like be like, yeah, this is our pride. That's their way of telling everyone else in the pride, we're running this
we're
together
we now.
Yeah.
All right.
Wildness.
Wildness. The wilderness is a wild place.
For sure.
Like, some of that stuff they could have kept on National Geographic.
Yeah, I don't know why I know that. I don't remember why, but I know that.
Hey, man, you and your wife sometimes be going into these wormholes.
It could have been. Could have been that. Some, like, I just like knowing things about things. Like, so if someone just tells me, like, a random fact, it's like, oh, I want to look that up. Like, so someone probably, like, brought that up. Someone probably brought up like homosexuality not being like natural. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to look up to see if other animals do that. Cause all we are animals. Like,
right.
So it's like, oh, do other animals? And it was, yeah, honestly, I think that's where it came down
there
to.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's probably multiple examples of male animals doing male animals.
Yeah. I think like dolphins. It was, yeah, it was a lot of animals.
Aren't like, dolphins hermaphrodites or something like that?
I don't know. I know they like rape people.
That, but I also heard something along the lines of they're like hermaphrodites. Or was it dolphins? It might have been something else.
That sounds like a dolphin thing to do, though. Like, dolphins
like
are weird.
Dolphin. They are weird.
Dolphins are super weird.
They're the queers of the sea.
Like, dolphins will, they'll save your cell phone. Like, if you drop it in SeaWorld, they'll go get it and bring it back up to you. But if you go in, they'll also rape you. Like,
so choose wisely.
Right. It's like, you can come get it, but you gonna get it.
Choose wisely. And it start cackling at you.
Right.
Madness.
All right, next game. This is a football pod.
Yes, we're gonna keep it that way.
Next game, we have the Buccaneers on the road at the Panthers. Bucks are 6-point favorites. Who you got?
I think the Bucks should win that game. Mad divisional games this week. Makes me think they're trying to trick us again. But with that being said, I got the Bucks -2.5 on the road against the Panthers.
I too have the Bucks -2.5 on the road at the Panthers.
Oh, we might have a parlay peasy.
We might. I'm really hoping Bucky Irvin goes nuts in that game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Over under in that game is 46.5. I bumped it down to 38.5, took the over.
Ah, almost. I have it at 39. And
oh,
I
that's
the over.
That sucks.
Almost.
We got to build on this, yeah, on this parlay.
Facts.
Eagles on the road at the Ravens. Ravens are 2.5-point favorites.
Yes. I don't know how to call this game. Clash of two birds battling it out. I mean, an eagle would kill a raven, so it's already a that's already a notch for us. Philadelphia is better than Baltimore as a city, so it's 2-0. So, I mean, after enough check marks, I got the Eagles plus 8.5.
We were close again. I got Eagles plus 7.5. Oh, you say 8.5. Yeah, I got Eagles plus 7.5.
Same reasons, right?
Philadelphia. Yeah, Philadelphia's.
Birds.
Yeah. Bigger feathers. Yeah, 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 for sure. Over under in that game is 51. I bumped it up to 60.5 and took the under.
I got it at 59.5 in the under.
It's craziness.
So we are very similar with this game, but not close enough.
Off by a point in both categories.
That's going to come back to bite one of us.
Right. Next game, we got 49ers on the road at the Bills. Bills are 7-point favorites.
So I was tempted to pull a Bracey on this one, bump the spread up and get y'all some money on it, because I think the Bills have a chance to pack these boys up.
Especially if Brock ain't playing.
Especially if Brock isn't playing, because these boys are dookie otherwise. But with that being said, I bumped it down to -4.5. Bills.
Bills -4.5. I have Bills -2.5. Just to be safe, but I do think the Bills could end up blowing these dudes out. Over-under in that game is 45.5. I bumped it up to 56.5, took the under.
I hear that. I bumped it down to 36.5 in the OVO. Which the Bills can cover by themselves.
Right. And then the Monday night game of the week, we have the Browns on the road at the Broncos. Broncos are 5.5-point favorites.
So, I don't like to bet against Jameis, so I won't, but I will. I got Broncos money line.
Broncos money line.
But I'm not happy about it. I'm not sure about it either. Like, the Browns, I don't know what they are. They got the 2-time defending coach of the year. They got Jameis. They got Chubbs back, fresh off a Cialis pill. Like, they're raring. They're raring over there.
I got Broncos. I'm pulling a Bracey on this one.
Hey.
I got the Broncos -7.5.
Okay.
I said in a pod previous to this one that Jameis he plays well 1 week, and then the next week he plays bad. It's every other week. Last week he played bad, but this week, he's going to play good, but the Broncos are still going to smack him up. So if you got Jameis on a little parlay, take the over, but they're going to lose. Over-under in that game is 42, and I bumped it down to 34.5, took the over.
Similar boats. I got that 33.5 in the over.
33.5 in the over. All right. Those are our picks for the Sunday games. Let us give you a little Sunday parlay pie so you can triple up on your money from the Thursday parlay pie that we know you already hit because you listened to that pod, so you hit.
Pies.
Just so you know, we are recording this on Wednesday, so we have no idea if we actually hit.
We're giving out the trade secrets.
Right?
AI, edit that out.
Sunday parlay pie. I like Joe Burrow with 2+ touchdowns.
Ooh. Should I build this? Well, it's probably too far out to build it, unfortunately.
Yeah, it might
I'll
be.
Write it down so I can eventually put it in. You got Burrow. What is it?
Burrow, 2+ pass touchdowns.
As he's slinging the pill around.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. I brought two yiddies. I got Alvin Kamara over 70+ rushing receiving yards.
Alvin Kamara over plus.
I said that backwards. 70+.
Okay.
Over plus.
Right. That threw me off.
70+ rushing receiving yards.
I just became dyslexic.
He said over plus. What's going on here, Watson?
Where you find that bet at? What app is that?
What's the odds on that one? Can I get over plus on Derrick Henry too? I think it's over plus.
That over plus.
Yo, I've been hitting crazy on that over plus parlay, boy. Telling you.
Okay, so say that one more time. You got Alvin Kamara what?
Over plus 70 yards. I got Alvin Kamara 70+ rushing receiving yards.
Bet. All right. As far as a game lock,
I don't know why I thought we were doing two each.
Two players? That's fine. That's fine by me because I don't have a player lock. I was about to look at the schedule because this week is just, I don't know.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
This week is all over the place.
I do have another player prop for you, though.
So do I. I got Ladd McConkey, 4+ receptions.
Ladd McConkey, is this going to be your first time betting on Ladd McConkey?
Yes.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it's the first time anyone's betting on Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey's like, for real?
Word? Wait, I got you,
Watts. I'm on DraftKings?
I got you, Watts.
I got Geno Smith over 0.5 interceptions.
He's throwing a pick.
He throws picks every week. And I know this because he's on my fantasy team. And it pisses me off. Because it's like -2. And it's like, bro, I need those two. Stop throwing picks.
As a quarterback, that was 50 yards that you just got aboard.
It's awful.
It's awful.
So, yeah, we got Joe Burrow, 2+ pass touchdowns. We got Alvin Kamara, over plus 70 yards rushing and receiving. We have Ladd McConkey over 4 receptions. And Geno Smith with at least 1 interception.
That's probably going to boost that parlay crazy.
Yeah, it might. Or it might not, because he'd be throwing picks all the time.
And so, like, yeah, you're not going to capitalize on that, guys. Enough.
I don't even think, I think I looked it up, and it's not, I think the under is plus odds. And then the over is minus odds. So it's likely he's throwing a pick.
All right.
So technically, I'm being safe.
Interesting. So technically, lock it in.
Right.
So yeah, that doesn't sound too bad.
Those are our picks.
Definitely a little wonky. Got a Russian receiving, a random white boy receiver. Burrow's going to do his thing.
This might be the one we win, though. Like, it seems like the most educated. Like, it's not like, all right, well, this should win. Like, oh, Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown. Yeah, for sure. Like, and then it's that week where he doesn't score a touchdown.
Which was last week.
Right.
I had a J.K. Dobbins, Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown ticket that clearly didn't hit.
Yep. So, like, I feel like this one, it's educated, where Joe Burrow is always throwing for more than 2 touchdowns, or at least 2. Geno Smith is throwing, he's throwing a pick a game. Ladd McConkey is getting receptions, and Alvin Kamara is constantly eating with the Saints.
Yeah.
And the Rams, like, rush defense. And
this guy smoked.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
this might be the one.
This might be.
But yeah, on that note, we definitely not going to hold y'all here too long, because the last episode we was kind of going crazy. It was fun, though. Good times.
With that being said, I still got to end you guys with a quote from a world famous artiste. And it goes as followed. You almost had me. You never had me. You never had your car. And that is the great Don Toretto.
Another Don Toretto quote. I'm not going to go on another tangent on this, dude, but y'all get the point, man.
All right, y'all. Keep it tight.
Love y'all.